up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. We're finally catching up all the way up to the season finale. Well, I'm finally catching up. Miss Anna B is the responsible of the two, okay? I know every time we talk, I always say that she's the Diggs and I'm the Oliver. But she's like, oh, I'm like Oliver and she's like Felicity. Holy smoke, that's what it's been the whole time, Anna B. You're my Felicity. Okay, enough of that. So she's been responsible. She's always up to par. But she's kept me organized. She's always, every time episode airs, boom, she records. She's like, here it is, Mike. And then I just kind of compile them and save the emails, and then we just do it all at once because I have a 3-year-old and a 6-month-old boys, and they're crazy. Let's get into it right now. This episode was what? Episode 22. It aired May 10th, just a few weeks ago. And here is Miss Anna B.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
We're in the home stretch now with Arrow. And this episode's with The Ties That Bind. It was a good episode. Lots happening in it. A lot of action.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And it was nice to see the team relaxing, having some downtime with their family since Oliver was released from jail, but that was short-lived.
Hell yeah.
We obviously see Anatoly, who's going to help Oliver now. He's seen his ways with Dios, but he's got to be careful or he'll be having his own neck slit. Anatoly warns him of an imminent attack on everyone, and because Dios now wants not just Oliver killed, he wants everyone that Oliver cares for killed, seeming he didn't get his way and he didn't go to jail. I'm glad that the old and the new teams have regrouped and they're working together now to see if they can get rid of Dios. We see Dios destroy the Arrow Banker.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Bunker, I should say. And they all go to the new team's bunker, which we're going to see won't last long as well.
No.
To Felicity's dismay, to see all the computer equipment being destroyed is very heart-reckoning for her. So in one of their fights to try and bring down Dios in the evening, we see that there's a USB stick he's very fond of.
Yes.
We learn with Felicity's hacking that this stick contains all the financial records for him and his payrolls. So they need to infiltrate that information. And it's at the Star City Police Department. Of course, Dios is now there and held up. So Lila goes in and she puts a sniffer device in the precinct, which enables Felicity to hack. But everything goes skew with, and the team have to go in to get her out, and Felicity, being Felicity, won't listen to Oliver, who's very protective of her,
right.
Goes in to
right.
help
right.
to get that sniffer device out, almost getting herself killed by Dios if it wasn't for Oliver who rescued him.
Yep.
Of course, Dios is quite peeved with all this, and in retaliation, he destroys their bunker. So a lot happened. They nearly had him, but they didn't.
Nope.
Of course they wouldn't.
Of course not.
So
he's dead.
Where's that going to leave them now?
The dragon.
They've got no bunker, nowhere to regroup. Dios is always one step ahead of them still. We didn't see Black Canary this episode, but I'm sure she'll be out for the season finale. So we see the team are outmanned, outgunned. So how are they going to defeat him? So we've got the last episode for next week. So Oliver, with the only thing he can think of, he goes to the FBI agent, Samantha Watson, for help. In doing so, he has to declare that, yes, he's the Green Arrow and she wants something else from him. What is that? And that's where we left. So next week, it's going to be full of lots of action, no doubt. And I also think we're going to see some people that don't survive next week, and I'm sure that's going to be the case. I have a feeling it may be Lance, but I'm just saying that. No spoilers. I'm trying not to.
Yeah, you already did.
So I hope you enjoyed this one, because I know the last couple of ones I haven't. Mike?
I know.
Yes. So to next week, it's all going to happen.
All right. Thank you very much. It's Anna B, Traveler15. That's where she's at on Twitter. No, this episode for me was dope. I even tweeted, I think one of the best lines when Diaz kills one of the quadrant leaders. He shoved the throat. He's like, I can't hear you. I'm sorry. I can't hear you. You have something stuck in your throat. I thought that was one of the best lines ever. Diaz is so bad. But dude, when he killed her, I was like, he straight up does not care at all about your little quadrant crap. Kills another one, and the other one's like, I'm with you, dude. I'm with you. Don't worry. I think another one of my favorite parts, finding out about the necklace and what it was. Notice how NAB skips over the part, because she knows how I'm not a fan of this guy, Curtis. I'm just not a fan of him. I think he just needs to stay on the computer. I just don't think he's just cool for the field. It's just how I felt. I know there's people out there are like, whatever, he'll just... For me, he is better on that freaking computer. With him and Felicity on the computer, man, they would kill it. But no, he wants to be out with his little silver balls, throw them around, phantasm balls. Those were all. Some of y'all know what these phantasm balls are. Some of y'all have no clue. Look it up. Watch the movie. But when Diaz gets him, and then, of course, you know, of course, Curtis thinks he has the upper hand. Because his boy, what is his name, Nick, gets shot. And he's like, you shot my boyfriend, somebody I love. And then Diaz is like, bitch, what? Flips him over and just beats his ass and then stabs him, which was awesome. Awesome. And speaking of awesome, I forgot to talk about it also. The beginning, this episode starting off, freaking awesome. Awesome, awesome times 10. Just everybody, even like with watching Oliver cook breakfast for dinner, I was like, what? And then everybody doing their thing, I'm like, y'all are screwed. Because it was just, you could just feel the dragon coming. You could feel it. And then bam, all that stuff happens. It was just great. But yeah, great episode. Diaz is not playing at all. And see what else. I'm trying to think. What are my favorite parts? I think that's it. Because the beginning and then Diaz... stabbing Curtis and then stabbing that other chick. Yeah, that's it. And then Oliver, you know, of course, yeah, Agent Watson, who's been trying to take him down and get him to admit, and she does. He does admit to her that he is the Green Arrow, and then there's another thing added to that. You would think that Agent Watson, for the goodness of the city, would have been like, I'm gonna do this. But that chick, she's just determined to take him down. Like, that's what I didn't understand. It's like, I'm going to help you fight the bad guy, even though you're a vigilante, but now I'm still going to take you into custody because you're a bad guy. Like, that chick just needs a hug. I don't know. But that's it for this episode. And then coming up next to the finale, holy crap, the episode was called Life Sentence, but we'll talk about that in a few minutes. iWatchMike.com is my blog. And if you go there, my Twitter's there, Mike the Movie Guy, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, Snapchat, Mike the Movie Guy, and what else? Facebook is iWatchMike. But everything's on the blog. If you go to the top, podcast, like always, if you want, just, you don't want to go to the blog and you just want to like subscribe, Talking Arrow on iTunes and Talking Arrow on audioboom.com. And Miss Anna B, Traveler15 on Twitter. There it is. All right, people. So we're going to come back, talk the season finale of Arrow Season 6 right here. Woo! We'll be back.